Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
Today, I want to read from 1 Kings some portions out of chapter 19. But Elijah himself went on a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a broom tree. And he prayed that he might die and said, "It is enough. Now, Lord, take my life, for I am no better than my father's." Then as he lay and slept under a broom tree, suddenly an angel touched him and said to him, "Arise and eat." Then he looked, and there by his head was a cake baked on coals and a jar of water. So he ate and drank and lay down again. And then, refreshed, he went to a cave, and the Lord came to him and asked why he was there. And Elijah answered that the king Ahab and his wife Jezebel were after him to kill him. Then the Lord said, "Go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord." And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind tore into the mountains and broke the rocks in pieces before the Lord, but the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still, small voice. Fall is here. Look around. Thanksgiving is near, and Christmas is around the corner, reminding us of the moment when the ultimate message of hope came into our world. And it comes again none too soon, my friends, as uncertainty and confusion and fear reigns as we stand at another crossroads in our personal lives, perhaps, in our nation and around the world, looking for direction. Elijah lived in such a time. It was around 860 BC, over 800 years before Christ would come to walk on the earth. It was a time of gathering storm clouds in one of Israel's darkest hours of separation from God because of their sin toward God. The worship of Baal or false gods was a regular occurrence. Into that pit of moral decline, Elijah brought a passion and commitment, pointing the people from their wicked ways back to the God who had faithfully delivered them from so many difficulties, bad decisions, and misdirection in their lives already. King Ahab and his wife Jezebel had had enough of Elijah's outspokenness, and so they set out to silence him by having him killed. King Ahab was notorious for an evil reign of 6 decades of bloodshed, deception, corruption, idolatry, and immorality. When Ahab married Jezebel, they made the evil kings before them look like rank amateurs. They were two very bad people. So when Elijah got wind of the plot to have him killed, he knew it wasn't an empty rumor, so he took off. In utter exhaustion from running, he found himself under a broom tree in the wilderness. Depressed and not knowing where to turn, he threw a pity party for himself, and he wanted to end his life. Elijah knew God had been faithful, and yet here we see Elijah taking his eyes off God and instead following and allowing his focus to be on his exhaustion and on the situation that he found himself in. And he prayed that he might die and said, "It is enough. Now, Lord, take my life, for I am no better than my father's." And God's response? Did he grant his request or allow the assassins of King Ahab to find him? No. Instead, God sent an angel to care for Elijah, to comfort and encourage him, an angel who brought him water and food and stayed with him until he was renewed and restored, until he came to his senses. But knowing that he was still being hunted, Elijah was nervous and went to look for God. He needed help. He felt all alone. Remember, Elijah was one of God's great prophets whom God had been with and used for good. And yet even Elijah doubted, just like we do. Think about that. Think about that the next time when you beat yourself over the head for not believing, for losing heart and hope. Elijah did too. But watch God's response to Elijah's pleas. He came to Elijah in a still, small voice, or as other translations suggest, he came to Elijah in a gentle whisper, a soft whisper, the sound of a gentle blowing, a gentle and quiet whisper, or a low whisper. God's response, so often for us, is calm and peaceful, the very peace that Elijah then needed. the peace that you and I need. God didn't show himself in the great and powerful wind that tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks. He wasn't in the violent earthquake which came after the wind. He wasn't in the scorching fire which followed. He wasn't in any of that. Just like he is never in all the noise and distractions of the world all around us. But instead, God was in a still, small voice. You and I may not have assassins coming after us at the moment. At least I hope not. But if your life is anything like mine, you've had or will have moments, sometimes many of them, where you need some reminder, some sign, some indication that God is there, something to show that he cares. You need to hear his voice. And that's what Elijah needed in that moment. So, where do we look for that still, small voice of God? When we feel like Elijah didn't, we need comfort and direction. I remember so many times in my life needing God's direction when considering politics years ago, making a career change, following in a total leap of faith, God's call to ministry, to touch the world, allowing him to touch the world through me and through Impact for Living, dealing with relationships in my life, often looking for God's finger to write the answer in the clouds or sending it in a digital message on a sports scoreboard at a baseball field when I was coaching baseball, or even better, in a big booming voice saying, "This way, Scott." I'll bet we've all listened to the powerful winds of dissension, heard the hot fires of voices of objection and criticism, or looked within the earthquakes of broken relationships or setbacks and losses or tragedies, which seem sometimes insurmountable. We have all been burned by the growing fires of doubt, which often follow us like heat-seeking missiles, maybe even today. Certainly for those of us who are coaches or similar positions of leadership in sports, business, in our families, education, the church, or wherever, while penetrating voices of doubt get even louder and louder as we struggle to make decisions and think we need to try to meet those expectations all around us. But those, my friends, are the voices of the world. Dissension, criticism, media, fans, worldly values, expectations, and things. We worship or allow ourselves to worship a lot of things in this world. Things that will never help us to be all we can be. Things that won't last. It's more, just more of the noise that tries to distract us from where we should go and what we should do. And they affect us, but only if we let them. The voice we need to listen for and to listen to is that eternal one that wants the best for us, that still small voice of God, the only one worthy of our full surrender, our full obedience, that voice of calm, that voice of assurance and peace, that voice of our God. The voice of wise counsel, which often comes quietly to us, and the voices of those we've learned we can trust, and of those who don't care about our station in life, or how many championships we've won, or how much stuff we have, or positions of power and influence that we think we have in the world. We've all listened to the voices of doubt and criticism, ever ready to knock us off track from becoming all that God intends for us to be. But God doesn't speak to us in a voice of doubt or condemnation or criticism. That's not where we find that still, small voice of God. Instead, we'll find his voice in a calm, strong voice of assurance, direction, and redirection, of correction, power, and peace in the quiet of our thoughts with him as we study his word and offer our prayers of concern and our requests for guidance up to him. A God who pokes us to get our attention, and then points the way. We'll find it in the encouraging voices of loved ones and trusted friends, foxhole friends, I call them, who can be counted on in the difficult moments, who are never far away from us and always ready to come alongside us, to stand in front of us when we need to hear something we don't want to hear, but also to pick us up when we're down. In the aftermath of whatever we go through, and we'll go through in life, the still, small voice of God is always there. There to embrace us, to guide us, and remind us that he is always with us and loves us. And whatever we find ourselves in the midst of, he's always got it. And he's always got us in his hands, in his heart, and is right there with us to go through it together with him. Whatever we go through, wherever we find ourselves, whatever decisions we face or mountains that loom before us, listen for that voice, that still, small voice of God, always there for you and for me. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you. Thank you for your continual reminders and your faithfulness through the years that you are there with us, that we need to tune into your voice, Lord, that still small voice of God that Elijah heard in the midst of all that he faced, running for his life. And we've been there. We felt like it. Lord, help us to listen to that still small voice of yours, that voice of encouragement, that voice of shelter, that voice of correction, that voice of love, that voice that will never condemn but convicts and point us, pokes us to go this way and will always go with us. Thank you, Lord, that you always do that for us. And thank you for calling us to do that for others, knowing you will walk with us as you bring people before us to help and to lead and to guide and to assure them as you assure us with our still small voice. Thanks for loving us. Thanks for all you do for us and with us. In Jesus' precious, precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.